Chapter 2. Death Among the Dead. There are so many threads in the tangled skein of events that I scarcely know where to start. Some threads were spun whilst I was away, but others stretch even further back to before I came to London, and the longest to before Sidney Grice became a personal detective. And so I shall begin with what became known as the case of the general surgeon, for that is where the threads began to weave together. In the early evening of Saturday the 2nd of July, 1881, the same day that President James A. Garfield was shot in Washington, D.C., Mr. David Anthony Lamb, a retired surgeon, was visiting his family plot in Brompton Cemetery. He had had the reputation of being a kind man, devoting 2 days a week to tending those unable to pay for medical treatment, with a sympathetic manner and great skill. He had been unable, however, to save his wife and 6 children during an epidemic of typhoid, and, in the end, he was unable to save himself. 2 other mourners, 12-year-old brothers at their mother's grave, some 50 yards away, heard what they took to be the sobs of a bereaved man, and chose not to intrude. It was only when they heard thumping and sounds of a scuffle that they became concerned. A man's voice was raised above the cries, repeating hoarsely, "Lies! They were lies!" with something unintelligible in between. There was a final crash and the sounds of running. Both boys glimpsed the back of a man's dark coat as he rushed away, becoming lost from sight between the towering monuments and behind a mock Greek temple. Anthony Lamb had been attacked with a marble funerary vase. His face had been pulverized. And when he had managed to turn away, the blows had fractured his skull so severely that his brains exuded from his bald pate. Inspector Quigley was asked to advise on the investigation a fortnight later, but could give no real assistance. There had been unseasonably heavy rain for several days after the murder and the first police on the scene. Then hordes of sensation seekers had trampled all around the area. To frustrate him further, the cemetery board had decreed that the site be tidied as soon as possible. Quigley had instructed that the vase be sent to his office at Marylebone, but, due to a misunderstanding, it had been thoroughly cleaned before it reached him. He was also frustrated by his application to have the body exhumed being successfully opposed by John Box's sister and last remaining relative. The boys, having repeatedly embellished their story for the benefit of their friends, no longer knew exactly what they had seen or heard. And a man reported covered in blood, running away down nearby Hortensia Road, turned out to be the victim of a violent robbery. For a while there were calls for extra watchmen in the graveyard, but as the trail grew cold, memories faded. There is never a shortage of fresh horrors to thrill the public in London. Quigley dropped the case and promptly forgot about it. Sidney Grice was not called upon to investigate the murder, but, ever the assiduous archivist, he filed all his newspaper clippings of the case in his study at 125 Gower Street, under L for Lamb, B for Brompton, and cross-indexed under 12 other categories, including S for Still to be Solved.